a lot of this, what I'm going to share now. Now, there's a tape back there on overeating, and it really gets into the, like, if you have flesh issues with it and some of the steps to do and some of the common sense biblical, you know, ways to lose weight. That's not what I'm talking about tonight. So if you need that, there's a tape back there. You know, please feel free to buy it. But Irene and I, and sometimes I think Robert and I and a few other people, we were in a class together dealing with this, and I think God really showed us a lot. And one of the first things God showed us in this area, so again, for those of you that don't struggle with this, maybe God wants you to minister to someone, okay, one day, and more likely most of us will. Discouragement. There is such a major, 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 major issue with discouragement in this area. I cannot describe it to you. If you've not been through it, and I would say most people that have been through any type of sexual addiction, any type of even drug addiction, any type of addiction, really deep addiction, you'll know what I'm talking about. Eating is really difficult because we have to do it. It's not like alcohol. You don't have to drink alcohol. When God sets you free from a spirit of alcoholism or addiction, you don't have to go and sip on alcohol and just make sure you have just the right amount of alcohol, praise God. When you're set free from drugs, you're set free. And you don't have to go back and have just a little bit of cocaine, praise God. You're set free. But with eating, what? You have to eat. So as there's bondages in the sense of addictions associated with it, and demonic forces, foul spirits, then there's flesh. Then there's boredom. Then there's this. Then there's that. It's amazing. When Irene's heard this, sitting in some of the classes, and I'm not doing this in a mocking way, and there is no condemnation, and anyone who has this and has dealt with this, it really is not funny. It's really something that tears you up. If you've ever sat down with someone who's really dealt with something like this, it tears you up. It's not funny. And I will be the first to say, and I'm not going to say the name of the magazine, so I'd appreciate everyone. This is a wonderful, wonderful, godly magazine. Okay, so those of you that see the cover, it is a wonderful magazine. But I do not agree with one thing, so I do not want to say publicly what the magazine is. The picture here, the article is Why Are We So Fat? And I know most of you can't see it, but it has a picture of some extremely obese, just glance, don't read through the article, please, because it'll be a little bit of distraction. Just the front cover, and inside they have the same cover. They're making a point, so I'm not coming against the magazine. It is a wonderful, spirit-filled, wonderful magazine. And it's a powerful, like I said, I'm going to use the article. But when you have a foul spirit, what do you feel like anyway? You feel different. You feel a little hopeless sometimes. You feel rejected. You really don't need other Christians making fun of you. And the picture shows extremely obese people, none of them attracted. And I know a lot of obese people that are extremely attractive. And I know they're making a point. They have, my 7-year-old noticed this. Mommy, they have a child wedged in between the stomachs. And my 7-year-old said, Mommy, why would they do that? That's not how people don't sit like that. And I know, again, they're making a point. They really want to make a point. And then they have a McDonald's bag opened up right by it on a church pew. These people are sitting in a church pew. Now, if you have a foul spirit and you feel rejected anyway, and you're hurt and you're scared and you're really sick of this, and you think, God can touch everything else in my life, but this is one area, it just doesn't seem to work. Is this going to encourage you to read this article? What do we normally do with foul spirits anyway? We make fun of them. A lot of time we're repulsed. And I'm not just talking obesity to you. I'm going back and forth. So catch what God wants you to catch about what he's telling you for whatever you're dealing with. You want to reject people with foul spirits. I would have to say, and I'm not saying this just because Cindy's my sister, I will have to say one of the most mightiest callings in her life, the one thing that I admire Christ in her probably more than anything else, is even back when, before we knew all the teachings, the Holy Spirit in her was never repulsed by sin and by foul spirits in other people. Amazing to me. And a lot of you have heard my testimony and heard about how my husband had a foul spirit in another area. It wasn't overeating by any means. It was another area, very strong bondage. And she is the first one to come and give him $100 and say, Doug, because this is a public testimony. We have it back there, so I can use his name. Doug, I want to sow into your ministry because I know God's going to use you mightily. Now, from childhood, he has felt like absolutely nothing, had the foulest spirit that you can imagine, has always felt different and rejected and unloved and left out. And the anointing in her saw right past that. And a lot of us could tell that tale when we came to this ministry. And I'm not here trying to sell the ministry. I'm just doing what God's telling me to do. A lot of us could tell that tale of really feeling like the Island of Misfit Toys on that movie. Now, at the same time, there was an anointing that would also say, but Doug, this is not from God. Not saying it's okay, we're going to accept you and you just keep on sinning and you keep on doing what you want. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, I'm going to love you